ze beis chayehim. For that, let me should teach them goes on beis chayehim. What exactly does beis chayehim mean? So it's machlokes.
Here Rashi says it means Talmud Torah. And the side it says that in Elam Tzias, Rashi says beschayim means dumo lem umnis lespanas boy. It means to learn a umnin. But kopon and beis chayehim here Rashi says it means Talmud Torah. Then the post says es haderech zu gemilas chasodim. You're supposed to do gemilas chasodim. You have to be kind to one another. Yelchu, the pasuk says Yelchu zu bikecholim. Means mavake chola. Somebody sick is needing to go be mavake, go see how he's feeling, helping along. That's also inyan of gemilas chasodim. But another type of gemilas chasodim, a special thing of bikecholim. Tremendous thing. You take away from his chola, you daven for him, you help him. His bikecholim. Then we dash in bo zu kfura. To bury somebody. So Rashi says, Pachina and Dielu Messias, the Gemara and Dielu Messias, asked the question, Hainu Gemilas Chasodim. The Chura burying somebody is also called Gemilas Chasodim, doing him a chesed. The guy's dead, and that's the best chesed. That's why it's called chesed shalemis. Like, the guy can't do anything back for you. Even though the Maisi could do something back for you. The Maisi goes upstairs to Hashem, and all Chreis will be pale for you. Says, this guy was so nice to me, so Vala gets chus moso. But in this world alone, it doesn't look as if the Maisi is doing anything back for you. That's called chesed shalemis. So the Chur is also called chesed. So Rashi says, the Gemara has a question there, Hainu gemilas chasodim, umukiloa biko choylem ben giloi, v'noit lecha mishish v'cholah, v'kfura, bizokim v'enlo fikfoida, filo hachi chayif. Different types of kids, so gemilas chasodim, and a bikecholim and a kvura. Whether he ben gidla, he will take away from yechayla, he won't take away from yechayla, but you have all these mitzvahs. Then we dash in hamaise, zehadin, you have to do according to the din, you have to know exactly what the psak din is. You could think Hans is mugging, he's right, he's wrong, you have to go to a din Torah to know exactly what the din Torah is, who's right and who's wrong. Then we dash in ashayasun, zu lefnim, mishuras hadin. Means even before the real din. Now, there's such a halacha of din. Choshen Mishpat says, Yachayiv Yapoto. A lot of times by Grama we say, Yapoto b'din yodam. But if you want to be noig lefnim, Mishuras Adin, more than you're supposed to, there's such a midah like that. And it's a good anhoga. It's anhoga toiva to be noig lefnim, Mishuras Adin, more than you're supposed to. Such a thing, we can't ask you to do it, we can't force you to do it. But if the person himself is holding such a madrega, it's a very good madrega. That's the pshat here in Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya paid him the money, even though he wasn't mechuyev to. He did it lefnim mishuras hadin. Now, there could be some also matona bialmo. You're not mechuyev to give somebody a matona. But if there is a lefnim mishuras hadin, there is a tzad that you have to. Just that mitzad hadin yepoto, then there's such a thing. Go lefnim mishuras hadin and pay and do it. Really, there's a gemara like that. And one of the more says in. You may think that the Mursa Lechor Beis Amigdash Elu Mishum Shtehemidu Din Al Din Torah, that they weren't neg Lefnei Mishuras Adin. It's no good to always do Dafka the way the Din. Sometimes you have to do Lefnei Mishuras Adin. Right. Resh Lokish Achvalei Dinro L'Rebbe Loza. Resh Lokish showed the coin to Rebbe Loza. Again, Rebbe Loza Mestam was the Shochani, was this coin changer, that they were able to tell, you know, whether it's a good coin, a fortified coin, was a good coin you could use or not. Oma. So Rebbe Lezer said, Malyu, you should know, yes, this is a very good coin, you could use it. Omalei, so Resh Lakish said to Rebbe Lezer, Chazi, see, the Aloch Kosam Chino. You should know, I'm relying upon you. So, and I want you, in other words, do me a good job. You should know, I'm relying upon you. Omalei, so Rebbe Lezer said back to Resh Lakish, Ki somach to alai maile meimro. Well, like, what do you mean to tell me that you're relying on me? I understand that. You came to ask me my advice. You showed me this coin. You want to know, could this coin be used or not? So you're relying on me, I understand that. What do you mean to tell me that be careful I'm relying on you? So do you mean to tell me di mishtakach bisho dina lachluf lecho? Do you mean to tell me that let's say you find out this coin is not like I told you. Let's say you find out this coin was a bad coin and you can't use it, so you got chipped. Like Khura, you're asking the guy, should I buy this coin now? And you say yes, it's good currency. And then it comes out that it's no good. So you are guarding him to have a loss because you told him to take it. And really, it's no good. So Resh Lakish meant to tell Rebbe Lezer, you should know that if I find out later that this coin is not going to be good, it's going to be idei mishkachas bisham bina lechluf lecho, that I want you to exchange me and give me a better coin. That's what Resh Lakish means to tell Rebbe Lezer. In other words, Resh Lakish is telling Rebbe Lezer, I'm going to have it against you that you're going to have to pay me a good coin if this one is not good. We'll soon see. Fred Gemara, I, for atu the Amrit, you, your Shlokish, you yourself say, Rabbi Meir who did Doyin Dina the Gami. You yourself said that Rabbi Meir is the one that holds Doyin Dina the Gami. That's this type of a chiyuv. It's called Dina the Gami. In other words, really, I'm not causing you a direct damage. I didn't do any damage to you. I gave you advice, and my advice, I thought it was a good coin. If it comes out I gave you the bad coin, I didn't do any real damage to you. That's a type of a grumma. But it's a stronger grumma. It's called Dina de Garmi. It's a stronger grumma. It's a direct damage that comes out right now. The one says, the big machlik is exactly what's the difference between Garmi and Dina de Garmi. I think a bottom line, one Rishon LeZion learns a svara on the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim were more machmer in such cases of Dina de Garmi. But this, according to Rabbi Meir, true, he holds Doyin Dina de Garmi. That such a case where the damage comes out right now because of what you're doing, so then you chayiv to pay. But since you said such a lashon that Rabbi Meir holds this way, my love, don't you mean to say Rabbi Meir of Leisir on Kavase? It's Rabbi Meir is the one that says this, but we don't hold like Rabbi Meir. So if so, we don't hold like Rabbi Meir, what are you telling me? I should be careful, I'll have to pay you, I have to give you the wrong advice. It's not true. If we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir, so then I'm potter. It's like only a grum. I won't have to pay you, even if I gave you the bad advice. So Amalei, he said back, no, the pshat Amalei, loy, Rabbi Meir usvirlan kavosei. That's what I mean to say. That's what Shlokas means to say. It's Rabbi Meir is the one that holds this sheet of doyin dina de gami, and you should know also we talk a paskin like him. Usvirlan kavosei. We talk a paskin like Rabbi Meir. We talk often the svar of doyin dina de gami. Now the Gemara says, hi, Rabbi Meir. Where is this case of Rabbi Meir? Where is this Rabbi Meir that holds this new svar of doyin dina de gami? Elaim, if you want to tell me Rabbi Meir, this Rabbi Meir that's not like we learned. Dan es hadin. Somebody went to a bezdin. He went to a din Torah, and the dayin paskin. Dan es hadin. The dayin paskin one way that zikho es hachayiv. By mistake, he was said the one that's chayiv. He made him potter, and chayiv es hazakai. The one that was potter, he made him chayiv. Or else timei es hatoyah. By mistake, the dayin made a mistake, and what was supposed to be tomei, he made it tor. Or else tir es hatomei. What was supposed to be tomei, by mistake, he made it tor. So halacha is, in all these cases, when the dayan made a wrong psak, and he caused the person to have a damage, what do we say about these cases? We say, ma sha'asa osui. What was done, v'yishalim mibesoi. But the dayan has to pay. In other words, what he did, he did. What can he do? He made the wrong psak, and the person listened to him already. He was metam of the things, metay of the things, but a kopon of the dayan has to pay. Now here, why should the dayan have to pay money? He didn't do any damage directly. I just said that you're potter. Really, you were supposed to pay him money. Because to me, I said he's potter, so you're losing out money. But I didn't take any money away from you. I didn't do any damage directly to you. It's a type of a grumma. I'm only causing you to have a damage. And here we see Rabbi Meir holds Yechayiv. So this is the proof that Rabbi Meir is the one that says this din of Doyin Dina the Gami. Since it's a direct damage that comes out right away, that's called Dina the Gami. So Mora says, no, from here, from this mission, is no proof. I tell you, itmolo, we learned about this Mishnah, that Omer Rebbe Loi, Omer Rav, Fuhu Shenotal V'nosan Diyad. You know what we're talking about over here? Where the dying himself took the money away from one person and gave it to another person. In other words, that the dying did an action with his hands, so that's called the Mazik B'yadayim. It's not called Dina D'Gami. So Rashi goes through in all these cases, that by the Tomei, the Dayan himself took something that was Tomei and touched it. In other words, this case that Dayan has to pay is not a case of Grumma, where he just caused you to have a loss, but somewhere he actually did an action by making a hezek to you. That's why you have to pay. But maybe Dina D'Gami, maybe you still thought of him. Here there's no proof. Tomorrow says, El tell you, Rabbi Meir, this Rabbi Meir. El Ho Rabbi Meir. The Tanan will learn like this. If you give your wool to a dyer and you tell him make it red, v'tzava shachar, by mistake you made it black, or the opposite way, shachar v'tzava adam. So Rabbi Meir says noisen loy d'mei tzimroi, that the dyer has to pay back to you the money of the wool. That's what he has to pay to you. So why? Like again, he didn't mean to do anything wrong. It was like an accident. It was by shaygi that happened. So maybe chur tzoni called the garmi that he caused you a damage. The Gemara says, no, Hosan covered the Yodayim. That's called he did it via Yodayim. Of course, the Havamin is a little shver, what the Havamin is here. Of course, we have Peshitta, that's called he did via Yodayim. Oh, see, Toys asked the question. Look at Toys, the next about Toys. Like, what's the Gemara want to bring in Raya? If I give my wool to the dyer to make it red and he makes it black, so that's called he did damage to me because he ruined my wool, so he has to pay it back to me. So the Gemara thought that's only called Garmi. So the Gemara says, no, there the dyer did an action.
So the question is, what's the habamina? Pshita. Like, you ruined my wool. I gave you wool to make it red, and instead you made it black. I don't need black wool. So you ruined it. So that's the kasha. Taima. Or the karolo ma karolo. Famous Lushan. Like, what was the question? What was the habamina? So Tzai says, V'yeshloim ha'ashum de'ein ha'tseme mishtane miyad kishneishim ha'samamonim di'yein kerlet ha'tseme miyad ad deiz yom ma'gimel. Interesting. It doesn't change colors so fast, Tzai says. It can take 2 or 3 days till it changes colors. Ugroma bi'almahu. Therefore, the habamina, it's like a groma since it doesn't happen right now. And still, the Gemara still answers, the Gemara still says no, but the Maisa, since you're doing it bi'adayim, it's not called a groma, so you don't have a proof to Allah of do'in din adagami. And the Gemara says, Vaita. So where is the case? Gemara says, Elo horav Rabbi Meir. Maybe it's this Rabbi Meir. It's not. We learned like this. Ha-mesachech gafnoi al-gabi tvuoso shechaveroi. You have your geffen, you have your vines, your grapes growing. And you make it grow al-gabi tvuoso shechaveroi, on top of the tvu of your friend. In other words, your friend has his wheat growing there, has barley, and now you're taking your grapes and you're making your grapes grow near his barley or wheat. So you're making klai akerim, you're making it also. So locher is haray the kiddush. You're making it all also b'hano, because it has a locha now of klai akerim, v'chayiv, and you have to pay your friend for the damage you did to him. Like this, he had wheat or barley that he could use, and now that you planted your grapes next to him, you're making a klai akerim. So it says y'chayiv. Sumara says no. Hosemnami kovid v'yadayim. It's also called you're doing it v'yadayim. So the way Tyson learns is very good. And how it means is, when you first put your grapes near his tefuah, it doesn't become usher right away. It takes time till it starts growing. So you did an action now, and it takes time till the Issa Klai Kerem takes. So maybe that's only called like a groma. It's not really called you're doing a meister right now. Kamashma, no, still the Gemara says, but I call upon him that's better than the regular case of Doran Dina Gami. Since you are the one that put the grapes near your friend's tefuah, even though it takes time for it to grow till the Issa comes about, but still it's coming about more because of your action, that's called more of a meister b'dayim, therefore more that yechayiv. Gemara says, Eloho is so where is this Rabbi Meir? Eloho Rabbi Meir. This Rabbi Meir, the Tanya. Mechitzos ha-kerem shenifritzo. You have a mechitza. You have a wall between your kerem and your tefuah. So Eloho is, there is a klai kerem, you're not allowed to plant, you know, grapes next to wheat. Let's say you have a wall in between, then you're allowed to plant right next to one or the other. As long as there is a wall in between, there's no klai, it's not called klai kerem. Let's say now this mechitza ha-kerem, let's say the mechitza broke. Fell down. Like Rashi says, Kaim alon ho yegedah b'yitayim, if there's a wall in between, zeh saimach zroyim legedah mikan, v'zeh saimach gafna legedah mikan, lo yachbar. Halacha is, if there's a wall in between there's no issa klai kerem, you're allowed to plant on both sides of the wall, one next to another. But now all of a sudden, what's going to be? Now the wall falls down. So, mechitza sa kerem shenifritzo. So Gemara says,